Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome back to 20 whatever.
20 whatever, summer bucket list edition.
Yes, it's summer, ladies.
Summer.
What time is it?
Summertime. It's our vacation.
What time is it? Party at home.
All right. Sorry. It's just a good song, and you knew we'd keep going.
Yeah. I wish I could bottle up and capture the feeling of the last day of school growing up.
Because
as much as I'm still a summer girl, like right. I love summer, I'm so excited that we're moving into summer.
Yes.
It's not the same as like that last day where no one's really doing anything and you're just kind of like goofing off and like waiting for the day to end.
At like noon.
Yeah.
Also, it was a half day.
Ugh, why was it so much fun? You just knew that you were not learning. You're like,
And you knew that you didn't have to come back for months.
Yeah, you're like, I'm getting my shit signed by the hot guy.
My yearbook.
Yeah.
And that teacher who hates me, I'm never going to see them again.
Yes. Wow.
And like cleaning out the lockers if you had one for like school or like the gym. I remember just like going through that stuff. It just felt so like, and we're moving up. And you just felt like you're moving up in the world.
And I also, it felt like relief. You're like, okay, I can like finally like not wake up at 6 a.m. and I don't have to study for anything and I don't have to do anything I don't want.
I know.
Did you guys have to go to summer school?
No,
thank God. Hate to bring the mood down, but.
I did college classes over summer, three of the four high schools in summer. So I did at least one class at our local community college. Mm-hmm. So it was like a little bit of school, but it was also cool because I was going to college.
You're a college student.
But the one that did suck is I wanted to do my language requirement over summer. So I took ASL. And the only class they had for ASL was like 8 in the morning, but it was only once a week. So I was like, when I was signing up, I'm like, I can do that.
Right. Oh, it sucked.
Oh, my God. The way that I would stay out till like 4 in the morning and then go home, sleep for 2 hours, get ready for class. I remember falling asleep in that class so many times because it was a 6-hour class just once a week. Do you guys remember that feeling of like being in class and falling asleep and like having a dream that you're falling and then you're like, huh.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And then you look around, see if the other people are looking at you. Yeah,
that would happen to me all the time in that class.
Good times.
But like an 8 a.m. class is never a good idea. If you are about to sign up for classes, I am here to tell you, it always seems like a good idea in theory. It never is.
Don't do it.
Not even once a week. You don't, because when you get there, you're just like, oh my God.
And it's just the easiest class to miss. You'll just miss it.
Don't do it. Yeah. I really mean it.
Honestly, and not that 9 a.m. is that much later, but like,
God,
it's better than
8. Suck. Yeah.
9 a.m. I know morning classes are just tragic, but. Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I had summer school 1 year and it totally sucked.
Really? How many days did you had to go?
Well, I had to do so like, I guess summer school, depending on like where or whatever the situation is, it's like it could be like the actual whole summer or sometimes it's just like June or like just July. So I think it was like just July, but I had to go on vacation to like back in Indiana, like where I'm from, to like see my family.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, being a teacher, was like, okay, look, I'm just going to tell the people that you can't stay the whole time. So we're just going to like speed it up so that you can get it done in like 2 weeks and then we can just leave. And it sucked because I had to go, but it was like way better than it would have been if I didn't have to like go on vacation.
Yeah.
So I just kind of just messed around like the whole time and turn in my little packets because I didn't get the same like lesson as everybody else because I had it like expedited. So it was like really chill.
Oh, well, that's good. At least you didn't have to go like all the time.
It was at a different school and it was like, it was at the rival high school. So I was really like,
It's like, fuck God, the Bulldogs.
Literally, I'm like spitting on their stuff. I'm like, okay, suck. So that just also sucked. But I mean, it was chill. I mean, yeah. In the grand scheme of things.
We have so many summer memories we're excited to dive into. We're going to talk about like our bucket list memories from summers growing up. We're going to share some things on our summer bucket list this year if you guys are trying to get any ideas to live your summer to the fullest. But before we get into that,
make sure you subscribe. Like we say in every episode, we're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers this year and we're on our way.
That's on my bucket list.
That's on the bucket list. 100,000 subscribers. So be sure to do that. It's here or here or here. Don't know. As we've made that clear, we don't know where the button is, but you do. So click it.
And we also have a group chat submission that we're going to share. So this message is from Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
She says, hi, ladies. I want to say a massive thank you for always being so vulnerable, honest, funny, beautiful, and caring. And being willing to talk about both the tough subjects and the light subjects on the podcast. I truly look forward to every new episode, and y'all are just so amazing. Again, Sarah. So nice. She said that she just watched the Bikini Body episode, and it resonates so hard, but also helps so many of us out there who are all struggling. We love you, and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
Sarah, you keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Illy.
Aww. So if you want to text the group chat and possibly have your message read on the podcast, or if you have questions, topics, anything you want to share with us, you can text us at 917-810-3045.
That sounded like an infomercial.
I know. That was really good.
3045.
You're hired. You're hired, Sierra.
That's 917-810-3045.
Call us today.
You don't have to be lonely. At farmersonly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
Wait a minute. Farmers.com?
Farmers Only.
My aunt met her husband on Farmers Only.
Shut up. I've never heard.
It's a dating site.
They're both farmers.
Why do we know the jingle, ladies?
Because I've seen it 100 times.
Was this like on the TV commercial or the radio?
Yes. A TV?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I guess I was not exposed to the farmers.
I guess
the farmer vibes.
No, I guess
like
not.
The era of niche dating sites has kind of ended.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Like eHarmony and all of those. Like Christian Mingle.
Yeah. I was going to say, which one is like back? I see so many. Match. Match.com. Oh. Match.
It's
back.
Like the OG though. Match.
But I've seen so many ads recently about that one.
Mm. I've seen some too, and it seems like they're trying to position themselves as like the serious dating website. Yes. Like the apps are for people who are like dating around, but
right.
You want to get serious?
You have to go on your desktop.
Yeah.
You have to go to your desktop.
Yeah, you gotta your little phone. Yeah, you gotta get out of the
we
little
mean
apps.
Business. Yeah. You need a desktop.
Yeah. Didn't the like, well, I feel like we talked about this on the podcast already. If you've heard something,
just pretend you have it. Laugh along.
Yeah. But I think we talked about like the creator of eHarmony like made it or whatever, and then his wife left him for someone she met on eHarmony or something like that.
Yeah.
Was that something? I feel like you talked about that.
That was the episode when I went through your dating apps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. TBT to when you were on the app.
To when I was single. Yeah. I know. Wow.
Isn't that weird? We've been doing this podcast for so long that you were like single for a long time at the beginning, and now you've been in a relationship for a long time.
Yeah. What?
Oh my God.
I've been in a relationship for half the time we've been in the podcast.
Wow.
I think just about, yeah.
Oh my God. And now in retrospect, if anything, Sierra, you and I helped her get this boyfriend because we did the dating app. Like,
yeah.
We spiced up that profile and everything. No, I know.
No, they cannot get the credit for this one. I'm so sorry. No. Y'all got me maybe some dates, but you did not get them. You didn't lock this one down, okay?
Did you end up going on a date with the guy with the fire alarm cooking thing?
He never responded back.
Oh, rude.
Wait, rude. Remember? Like, it was the one where he was like, there was like a voice memo and he was like talking to it. And then his fire alarm was going off and he was like, oh my God, this is like my something really clever. And we were like shook by it.
That sounds familiar.
Girl, where were you?
Oh, well.
We don't know.
Body was sitting right there. Mine was somewhere else.
Gone.
Was gooped. Was shook.
Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we are supposed to be talking about summer bucket lists and summer, all things summer. And I did want to start this off by saying my seventh grade year at middle school, the last day of school, it was like definitely High School Musical 2 had already come out, but it was still like kind of like popular. We were still like giving it, you know, doing that. And we were out, we were like at lunch because lunch was the last period before school like actually ended because school ended at like literally noon. So we were all at lunch or whatever. And then everybody was like, okay, when it gets down to 2 minutes, we're going to like summer.
No.
Summer. Yeah. And we like told one of the custodians because they would play music at the last on the last day of school, like pretty much all day. So we told them to play What Time Is It? And then everybody was like, summer, summer. And then we did the whole thing. We were like, what's up? And everybody was like in the quad, like dancing around. It was so iconic. It was so iconic. And like, thank God for everybody just like being down. Because like, obviously there was kids who were like, we don't even really know or like care about this. But like majority of people were like in it to win it. And I was living. I was living. Oh, and I also just got my hair done the day before. So I was like coming in real fresh and cute. And I was like, what time is it? Yeah, it was so awesome.
I love that. And what a way to like kick off the summer.
I would do anything to just toss some papers into the air on beat. Like that would just...
Should we recreate What Time Is It from High School Musical 2? We should just like go to like...
A school,
yeah,
campus.
Go to a school. Go to a school campus and just like throw papers in the air.
The three of us are gripping the desk. Summer.
Yeah, literally.
They're like, oh, God. Like, we could do it for TikTok, you guys. I know.
I think we should.
Do it for the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think there's a little part of my soul that would feel so satisfied by that. Like,
it's iconic.
I'm now ready to move into the next stage of adulthood because the last box has been checked.
Right. Yep. I sang What Time Is It in the school and threw my papers up in the air.
Yes.
Look, and jumped off the table.
Learning the hoedown throwdown at a sleepover was not on the agenda, and brought back all the nostalgia. So maybe that's what I need.
Maybe.
I think so too.
Yeah. Okay. Comment down below if you think we should make that TikTok. And if we do make it, then you guys have to make it go viral because otherwise, what are we doing?
Why are we embarrassing ourselves?
The custodians and the teachers are looking at us like, what is going on? What are these people doing here?
Oh, gosh. But I have a lot of fond memories about the last day of school, too. I think it's sweet. It's just that feeling of like, I'm going to have the next couple months to just do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have so much fun and do all the things on my bucket list. I think one of my favorite last days of school was, do you guys remember the Channel 933 summer kickoff concert?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
I do.
So if you live in San Diego, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That was the station.
Like the Channel 933.
And yes. All over the radio for like the 3 months leading up to summer. The Channel 933 summer kickoff concert, right?
That was a great radio voice.
That was so good. That was so good because it totally sounded like that.
Yeah, it really did.
So after my eighth grade promotion, because, you know, promotion's a big
deal. Right, mm-hmm. Right.
My mom took me and four of my friends to the summer kickoff concert. The tickets were only like $15 because it's a big amphitheater. Mm. But finding an adult who's willing to drive you to the Chula Vista Amphitheater.
Right.
Stay there for the entirety of the summer 933 kickoff concert and then drive you and all your friends home, that's hard. So shout out to Lori.
I feel like every episode it's shout out to Lori. Like, you were really that girl.
She was and she knew.
True.
Shout out to you, Lori.
Let me just tell you the lineup for this summer 933 kickoff concert. Because I heard this ad on the radio, I was like, Mom, it's on the day of promotion. We have to go.
Of course.
Headlining, Justin Bieber.
Done.
And this is like right when his first album came out.
Oh my gosh.
My World.
Right?
Great.
Like, he sang One Less Lonely Girl on stage and like pulled a girl from the audience.
I just got chills.
My dream.
The Black Eyed Peas.
Oh,
I think it was the Black Eyed Peas.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
No, at that point, they're still like, pump it louder. Yeah.
And also, Kesha. But Kesha was the opener because this was right when TikTok came out.
Right. Also, TikTok, the song.
The song. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Don't be confused by TikTok, the app.
Yes.
Children, young ones.
What a bop.
So we were like, Mom, please.
No, right.
And she did. And it was like, we were like, we are kicking off the summer. Like, look at us.
No.
We have fever.
Yeah, we do.
We are.
Dude. But like, also concerts, when you're young like that, seem like, that's like grown. And by grown, I just mean like 18, 19, like 20, 21 grown.
Yeah.
But like to go to a concert,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of badass.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like that's like, because like concerts are normally, and you know, like, okay, like grownups go there and like they probably get lit, you know, and they sing their songs and like the people they listen to like say a bad word. So that's like grown people stuff. But when you're a kid, that shit goes. One time I went to an American Idol concert in the mall. Oh, yeah. But it wasn't even like the cast of American Idol, whatever season William Hung was on, because he was in the mall. She bang, she bang. Yeah, baby. Yeah, she move. Like, do you guys remember that?
Dude, it's so funny, like, how many performers have done like mall things or like the Del Mar Fair, like just like one offers. Like, they're like, we just need people in the seats. Yeah. Like, we just need someone listening.
Totally. And like, obviously, like, he got famous off the audition. Like, he didn't even like make, like, because he was so like comical or whatever. And
like,
he was
the
just
pants
like
on the ground guy.
Oh my God.
I forgot the totally
pants
forgot.
On the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Why is that stored in a folder?
Like,
somewhere.
So far
like,
back.
I'm like, I know these words, but how?
Yeah.
But a lot of those guys, they didn't even need to like get to the on the show and do well. They're the audition is all I'm here for.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I always thought like some, you know, the people that like sing and they're like really bad. And, like, my mom says I'm good. I'm like, either your mom, like, maybe she just doesn't know, or she's blinded by love, mm-hmm. or like is a liar. Which one is it?
I think your mom might be a liar.
I think Ryan, as a judge on American Idol.
I mean, bring your mom in here. I need to ask her some questions. What
she
are we
goes,
doing?
Your mom put you up to this. Bring your
I said,
mom
bring
in.
Her in.
But that's where I feel like that the way they structure that show is so sadistic.
Oh,
my God, yes.
The vast majority of people don't obviously get in front of like the TV judges.
Right.
So that means some producer picked them out in their audition and said, you are particularly
so
bad.
Yeah.
And America will think it's funny that you don't know you're bad. That's so messed up.
I know. It really is. Because
and then
these
they
people
go through
are like
eight rounds.
Yes. There's so many rounds before you even get to TV.
Yeah. So imagine you go and you're a little nervous, but then you make it to the next round. You're like, oh my God, they see something in me.
Right. Because they don't tell you that. They think you're bad.
No, they're not going to be like, so you're in the bad group.
You're in the jokes on
yes.
you.
Yeah.
What the heck?
And imagine the feeling. Like, imagine all of us as performers. We go audition for American Idol and we're like, oh my God, they like me. I'm actually making it on the show. Like, you start to rationalize it.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
This is my
moment.
Like,
okay, this is like, I'm finally doing it.
My mother was right.
Yep. You're with Ryan Seacrest. He's like, you got this. Go kill it.
Yeah.
And then Simon Cowell is like, that was bloody awful.
That was the worst thing I've actually ever heard.
Don't ever sing again.
You should probably just leave.
And then you're like, everyone's going to see this? That's horrible.
Dude, yeah. No, it's bad.
Oh, the people who would be like, give me another chance. And they like keep singing. Oh, poor things.
I know. Or they like, there are some like, you know, that they just want good TV. And I get it. You
know? It's reality. It's reality TV.
TV is all fake. So
yeah, it's all, yeah. But I mean, it's good. I watched it. I ate that shit up.
You voted, didn't you? You were the one that was voting all the time.
I was like, mom, we need to text 515, whatever. Oh, absolutely.
So Christine can win. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The way she sang In the Arms of an Angel, I'm taken out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were a big American Idol family.
I'm so sorry. You said you were watching an American Idol performance at the mall, and I derailed you.
Oh, my God. Was it during the summer?
Yeah.
At least, I hope.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't even know. I don't know what the point of it was, but.
She bangs.
American Idol. She bangs. She bangs. Yeah. Anyway, well.
Paloma, do you have any favorite last day of school memories?
I think that it was just one where I, like, my favorite thing is knowing that I don't have to go to bed at a certain time. So, like, knowing that I can stay up till whenever. My mom's not going to be like, you have school tomorrow. So I'd always be like, mom, can I have a sleepover on the last day? Like, that is what I had one sleep. Like, I knew going into the last day that I had a sleepover. So, like, the whole day, you're just like, oh, put your stuff in my bag. Like, we're going to my house.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that?
Like, you know when you...
Put your stuff with my stuff because we're going to leave together.
Oh, my God. Going home with someone else. Like, you felt
God. It was the best.
Oh, I borrowed your pencil, but I'll just give it back to you at your house.
Right. Because you're sleeping. She's sleeping over.
Hey, guys. She's sleeping over. So.
Oh, my God. Is that what we sound like on the podcast? Oh, well, Ryan and Paloma. We're later, after
you guys are gone.
After you guys are gone, we're gonna still hang out. Oh my God, that's totally how it feels. No, you're so right. Embarrassing. Oh my God.
But one of those slumber parties that I just remember that I was taking Jenny and Chelsea home at the end of the day.
And
we were gonna watch Disney Channel. Yeah. Maybe stop by Blockbuster, go all through every aisle, pick out our snacks.
Yep.
They drop us off at Blockbuster and be like, get whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude. And like, that was like
serotonin.
The first day of summer. That was like the actual first day of summer.
Yep.
The last day of school. And like, some people would have parties, right? Some people would be like, oh, it's a pool party or we're doing pizza or whatever. But it would be like low-key an hour after. So you would have to like all have to go to someone's house and like get ready. Also, like getting ready
is still cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, I'm gonna get ready for the pool party.
Yeah, you know.
I'm like, oh my God, I hope Johnny's there. Oh my God, I hope Timothy's there. Like, oh my God, yeah, because now we can be in our like bikinis. Yeah. Dramatic drama.
I remember just like desperately wanting like a summer romance, like a summer fling, right?
God, that
like
I
had the like meet cute in my head of we're gonna go to the pool party.
Right.
He's gonna be there. He's gonna say this. I'm gonna say this, and then we're gonna do this, and then we're gonna kiss on the Ferris wheel at the fair.
Right.
As the sun goes down, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yep.
Right.
You're also hoping for like some sort of kissing game to take place at like the pool party or whatever.
Oh my God.
You're like,
I was the girl.
Spin the bottle
who was like,
7 minutes in heaven.
We could play spin the bottle.
Yeah.
I could find a bottle.
I could like find one.
I knew you was one of me, Sierra.
I just love to kiss. Oh my God. Me and like middle school, high school, I was like, I just want
any opportunity.
Please, can we kiss?
Can we kiss? Can we kiss? Why was there something about a kiss?
Because
like in middle school or like high school, that is like, that will like seal your fate. Like, that's like, it's important.
I'm so embarrassed. And I'm trying to think about if I want to share. Counting kisses. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Being like, how many people have you kissed?
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Forget a body count. We're not there. We're talking, who are you kissing?
Yeah.
And how many kisses? Because also, it was an actual like, peck.
Yeah.
You could count that.
I think the reason why we think it's such a big deal is because so much of our life leading up until that point, we have not done that. And all we do is
first
see
kiss.
In every single movie, every single thing we consume up until that point is waiting for the moment for it to start raining. And he looks at you and you kiss.
When it starts raining.
Okay. Yes, that was a little specific because yes, that was my goal because
you were trying to kiss in the rain.
That's why I said I'm embarrassed to say this, slightly. And I'm a little embarrassed to share the story with you guys, but you know what? We're talking about it. It's the kisses. On my bucket list was to like kiss in the rain. Like I've seen that enough times that I was like, I need to kiss a boy in the rain. And why not in middle school? Because that's when it happens.
Right.
So I remember like when the bell rang at the end of the school, I would like my crush would be like two classes like ahead of me. So like if I could get out soon enough and fast enough, we could walk together to like go get picked up. So I'd always be like, bags are ready.
Hustling.
I'm ready because I got to go meet up with him.
Right.
And I saw it was like kind of raining. And it was Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh, my God, this might be it. And like, I remember he like was telling me like, oh, if you want, like you can like take my jacket home like over the weekend or whatever. And like, I'll spray it with Axe for you. So
no.
I know, you know the tea. And I was like, yes, lather it up. I need it to smell like you.
Right.
And so he's like, okay, I'll like give it to you like at the end of the school day because like it's raining. So like, I'm going to wear it all day, but then I'll give it to you at the end. And I was like, him and I have to like meet up right now and like whatever. So I was like, oh, my God, like me and him are like going to kiss in the rain. Like it's really going to happen. So I remember like, in my little mirror, like fixing my eye makeup right before the bell rang and like my lips and like just being like, oh my God, I'm literally gonna kiss someone. Like it's happening like the movies.
Was this your first kiss at this point?
It wasn't my first kiss, but it was my first in the rain kiss. So
okay,
it felt like a first kiss.
So it was a first kiss. Mm-hmm. Okay, period.
And so I just like remember grabbing my book bag and like booking it out and be like, hey. Oh, and he was like, oh, here you are. Okay, blah, blah, blah. And like we walked and walked and walked. And I was just like, okay, well, we can't kiss like
where my mom is.
Yeah. So I hurry it up.
Yeah.
Let's like get to it. And so like we're walking and walking. And then I was like, oh, hold on. Let me get something from like my bag so we could
thank
stop.
God.
So I was so cunning, like
genius.
And I like got it out of my bag and I looked out. And then I remember just like trying to hold eye contact with him.
Yeah.
And he must have like thought about it too or something.
Yeah.
It was a moment. And I remember like looking at him and he was like looking at me and I was like, oh my God, it's gonna happen right now. And there's like rain. Like I remember there being rain and then like him kissing me and I was like,
you guys kiss?
We kiss.
Wait, then why is this embarrassing?
I was waiting for him to drop. And I like tried to kiss him and he was like, oh girl, we're friends.
Yes. After it happened, you have all of middle school. Do you know what that's like when everyone's gonna get a kiss and you know that someone's gonna go kiss someone?
Right.
We had everyone circling around, probably, and I'm sure, I can't remember, but I'm sure young Paloma was like, I'm gonna kiss him. Point is, I had an audience, and so like in that moment, I'm like having my notebook moment, and I look out and it's just like, yeah, come on, yeah, dude, you did that. And I was just like, oh my God. on. Okay, let's get. And like, we kept walking together, like so awkward.
Good
though,
for you, know? You for thank you. You took charge. You said, yeah. You will be kissing me." And here we go.
Yeah,
good
that,
for you.
I put a lot of work for that one, so like I really needed
dude,
that
and
one.
And you got your
I
kiss needed, in the rain.
I did. So it was in middle school that little Valentine's Day kiss in the
good
rain.
Good for you. That's so funny. I love that. I know, what a great story.
But you know, it just meant so much to me.
No,
as
I mean,
like why?
Of course.
The things because... on our list, you guys. Why? How did it get on the list? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, mine was always. Every year, I mean, I didn't do like physical bucket lists or really don't think I even thought about it that much. But like it, every year was like go to a party like that boys are going to be at.
A boy girl party.
A boy girl party.
A boy girl party.
Because it also like in middle school, like that was not I mean, it wasn't going to be like a rager like that. It was middle school. Like it wasn't like the high school parties where I was like, I know what we doing in here.
Right. But if it's a boy girl party, Sierra might be there with a water bottle being
and then everybody gets to kiss. Exactly. Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. I feel like the only thing that maybe is on my current bucket list that was on my bucket list growing up was doing some sort of like boat activity with friends. I want to do like a yacht or a cruise or like something like that with my friends. That's always been on my list and it is on my current bucket list for the summer.
Have you been on a boat? Like, have you done any sort of boating
activity?
I did
whale watching once.
Okay.
I didn't see any whales, so it sucked.
So you didn't do whale watching. So you just did watching.
Yeah, I just did watching. But I was on a boat. Okay. But I've never done like a cruise or anything like that.
Okay.
I'm like interested.
Which, you know what? It's not that hard to get like a boat here and like the little, Coronado.
Yeah.
I got a boat for my dad's birthday last summer. It was like not that bad. Just like rent it for the day for a couple of hours and... Maybe we should rent a boat.
We should.
It's not that hard
to rent
a boat.
Off the bucket list.
Yeah, it's not that hard for sure. You just have to have someone drive the boat. My boyfriend's got the license. Let's go. The boat
does
license.
He really?
Yeah, he does. Oh. He's the type to like want every license. Like he's of like, course. I gotta get a pilot license. He's just prepared.
And you know what? We love that.
And I do. I am a passenger princess through and through. Don't ever ask me. I don't have
doesn't
any license.
Doesn't matter if it's a boat, train, plane, automobile.
Yep.
Catch me like this.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just just watch him do it. Oh, honey.
You're looking so good, honey. Good job.
All I gotta do is like feed. Like, you know, if we're eating a long time, like that's my main job. Like I'm like wrapping up the burger or unwrapping and like you hand it to them. You're like, okay, take a bite, adjust. That's the only thing. That's the only hard part being a passenger princess.
Dude, I love being a passenger princess and I don't think I'm going to change. There's no reason for it.
No. Why?
And
You've committed to the bit. You might as well.
I've committed and I just like
she's like,
can't
I don't drive.
Change. I don't.
She's like, I don't. She
lives
in Los Angeles, but she does not drive.
Nope.
And guess what? I get everywhere I need to go. So.
How'd you get here?
Paloma.
Period.
There you go. That's done.
See? And I wasn't passenger princess today.
Yeah. I know. When it's you and
when
I,
she's passenger
I'm passenger princess.
Princess. I'm not passenger princess. Yeah. Well, ladies, I think we said one bucket list item.
Yeah, that was mine.
So
mine was the summer, the boat. Some sort of body of water, a big thing in the water.
Okay.
So Ryan, you said you never wrote out like a physical bucket list.
No, not when I was a kid, no.
Did you ever, Paloma?
No, never.
I'm like, maybe.
Did you?
I did. I was going to say maybe we all should like an adult bucket list for the summer, but I had like a physical and I actually tried to find it for this episode. I couldn't find it. The summer going into my freshman year, me and my two friends had that moment of like, this is going to be our summer.
Yep.
We're going to do everything. We're like, let's make a bucket list. And it was that sleepover the first day, you know, going into summer.
Right.
So we're like, let's like write out everything that we want to do now. And it was like 50-50, like kiss a boy, go on a group date, go to the fair, right? Like the like fun, cutesy teenage summer things.
Right.
And the other 50% was just like random crap that we thought would be funny.
Like what?
I pulled some pictures.
We have receipts today?
Proof.
I know somewhere there's a picture of the list and I wish I had that to show you. I could not find. But I did find some of the pictures we took to document doing them off the list because we wanted to take pictures of everything.
Here we go.
This is so funny.
Now, let me tell you, none of these pictures are go to the fair, go to the beach with a cute boy. These pictures are, I don't know whose specific idea this was. It was me and my friends, Corey and Hannah. We went miming at Costco.
Oh.
Okay.
Hold on. Not this image.
And this is the picture. Again, Lori, MVP, she took this picture.
Hold on.
Who took the photo?
Hold on.
I want at Costco.
Explain. Is there any, it just was, it just is.
That's.
There it is. There
Jess
it is. Thank
it
you, Jess.
Oh. Yep.
Now talk me through this. Did you just decide?
I think we, it was in the era of like being random is funny.
I'm so right? random, rar.
I'm so random, rar, XT. I'm so random, I'm gonna be a mime at Costco.
Okay, right.
So yeah. We painted our faces like white mime paint. And you can see, I like, we have like happy mime, sad mime.
And you guys committed with the stripes.
And
the
that's stripes. What I love, they are committed.
Wow.
So we have that one. We also have...
God.
Make our own pretend beach. So this is us on a golf course pretending it's a beach.
Make our own pretend beach.
Oh.
Wait, what does this say? Private beach. It's a platform flip-flop for me. TBT to the platform oh, flip-flop.
The chunky sandal. Of course.
Yes, of course. Wow.
What?
I mean.
Wait, I'm
there's
done.
Another one. If you swipe to the next one, look. It's us on. Oh, wait, oh, the no. one before. It's us on the side there, of the road.
Oh my! Literally,
oh my God, no, we got it. Look at Jessica.
We have it up.
That is so funny,
Sierra.
And then we
that's
have
so you're so random. Quirky. You're so random.
I'm so random. Oh, you're so we random. Have. I'm gonna put an emoji over this man's face because he is a stranger, and I don't want to put him on blast on the internet.
Period.
I remember this one was ask someone their favorite color, and so here we are at Party City. We're dressed in a variety of costumes. I don't know why. Don't know why. And wait. We're holding up a sign that says, what's your favorite color? And this poor employee, definitely a teenager, has an embarrassed look on his face and is pointing to the color blue.
I'm shouting.
The fact that you guys
the
had...
the friend on the right.
Oh, the elf? Hannah? Yeah, Hannah. She's wearing an elf hat.
Yeah.
So random. I don't know so why. Random. We're just so... We just went to Party City wearing an elf hat and fairy wings. And then the last picture I have is us swimming what? In the fountain. At the park.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm
that one iconic. Makes a little more sense than the miming at Costco.
I
like
yeah.
this.
This
dance,
is
yeah.
like this is yeah, and this is also giving like oh, this is like montage, right? We're like in a teen movie and yes. we're like dancing around in yeah. the fountain. This one makes sense. I also love your outfits. It really is giving TBT.
You literally took the words out of my mouth. I was like, Sierra, I think I own that exact top.
Yeah.
That, really, that little yep. baby doll floral top with you can see I'm wearing the lace cami underneath.
Of course.
For modesty.
Obviously. Of course. But lace because spice.
That was such a vibe.
Were you also wearing denim shorts?
The tiny, tiny the little Hollister little, ones?
Yep.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
Because we're modest up top. We've got to show them.
Exactly.
Me as hell.
Wow.
But yeah, so that was my 1 year that I made like a bucket list. But we did not complete any of the like cutesy ones.
Kiss a boy.
Yeah, kiss a boy. Have a party.
But boy, did we mime at Costco.
We sure did mime the fuck out of that Costco.
And question, when you got inside the Costco, were you just like miming all over? Or what was like the bit when you got inside?
Right.
Yeah, we were like miming all over, like miming trying to like carry a box off the shelf. Like I remember like standing by the samples being like, I'm trapped in a box of emotion.
Were people like, hello?
Yeah, I think so. I think, but that like fueled us.
Right.
Like you don't go miming at Costco because you want to keep a low profile.
Yeah. Right.
You're
right.
Like, everyone was like, huh, and they're like, yeah.
We're it's pretty funny. Random.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that my mom had a blast that summer because going into freshman year, we probably could have been getting into a lot of trouble.
Right.
Okay.
But instead of being like, mom, can you drive us to this party? I was like, mom, will you please come take us miming at Costco?
Did she ask any questions? Was she
this
like,
is a,
why?
We need to get Lori on the show because
I have questions for Lori.
I want to be like, so do you just like go with whatever Sierra was like saying and you were just like, I don't even know.
Hella supportive,
cool?
Just through and through.
Or were you like asking questions? Like, are we trying to like understand?
I think she needed to go to Costco anyway. So she was like, great. They're going to come with me. And she did her shopping
and they're
while
gonna,
we mind.
They're going to do their thing. Yep. And I'm going to do mine. Yeah. Period.
She's like, all right, you guys, I'll meet you back at the checkout at the end.
Yeah.
You
get your miming in. I'm dead. Like, it's getting your steps in. I'm screaming. I'm screaming.
But I do have some more, more actual bucket list items for my summer this summer.
Listen, if Kiss a Boy and Mime at Target Costco is on the list, like, send it.
I think I'm adjusting my list to add miming at Costco with the girls.
Miming at Costco.
With the girls.
Yeah.
Listen, got to get some samples sometimes.
We probably have to go to Costco. Somebody has to go to Costco at some point.
Exactly.
I love Costco.
I do too.
I do have a Costco card.
I do love Costco. When we go, well, we don't go anymore together because
we don't grocery shop together anymore.
Grocery shopping with somebody is intimate.
That is super intimate.
And I'm actually like the worst to grocery shop with.
Yeah.
My boyfriend and Ryan can both agree. I just get overstimulated in there. And so like I just get in and I get out and like they like to like go through every aisle.
I just
aisle.
Like I'm to like, get what I came there for. I hate going to the grocery store and then leaving and being like, I didn't even do right. What I needed to do. And she's like running all of the store.
I actually am fast about it.
Like, so you can't like, it's not like we're going to go together and walk through. It's like, she's going to go run all over this place and I'm going to just take my own cart and like do what I got to do.
See, I'm the Paloma and Steven is the Ryan. Steven wants to like go through each aisle, find things, make it an experience. I'm like, get in, get out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I hate it. I don't love it, but I would hate to get back home.
Right.
Without the things that I should have gotten.
Fair.
That's worse to me.
Fair. Because when you go to Costco with vibes and no list. Mm.
That's.
Then you buy all the things you sampled.
Period.
Yep. And you buy nothing that you
all
actually
of a sudden
need.
I bought the chicken bake the lady offered.
Yeah. Literally.
I'm going to want one every day.
Yeah. Yep.
Girl, you're not.
You're not. It was just good in that moment because you were starving.
And at Costco.
It tastes better at Costco.
I must stop this train. I have to hold a halt. Sierra, give me something on your summer bucket list.
Oh, my God.
We're
talking
about Costco salads.
I mean, I know. Okay, you're right.
Samples.
Costco salads.
Yes. What are we wanting to do and be this summer?
What's on the bucket list?
This summer.
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 I got a few.
Which, by the way, it was a lot of fun making this list. Like, I really was pulling some old stuff, but, like, new found stuff that I want to do this year.
It, like, made me super excited. I was like, okay, I'm, like, gonna really try to do all of this stuff.
And that's the thing. I think just taking the moment to sit down and think about, like, what do you want to do this summer? What are your goals? What are experiences you want to have? It in a way does kind of like manifest it for yourself because you put it in your brain of like next time you're trying to think of something that you want to go do with your boyfriend or with your friends, you're like, one of these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Who wants to go first? I kind of technically already went first. I said boat, yacht, cruise.
Yes.
Boat, so I yacht, did go. Cruise.
I want to go snorkeling down in La Jolla with the leopard sharks.
Ooh.
I've only done it once and it was a long time ago, but it was so cool. And people come from all over to swim with the leopard sharks in La Jolla.
Oh my God. Are leopard sharks big?
They're big, but they don't have teeth. They're harmless.
Mm.
Oh.
So they're like big-ish sharks, but totally like safe to swim with.
Oh, so it's just like vibes. Like they're just swimming around.
They're like
you.
Big fish.
Oh my God.
Does that scare you? Big fish.
Are you scared?
I will.
Would
not
you
be-
do that?
I, well, here's actual tea. I would want to do that and I would not be excited about it. Like,
right.
But you wouldn't want to be left out.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like I said, I'm down. I'm always, do I want to do it? No, but I'm down.
But I think living in San Diego, we have so many amazing, like, activities and experiences around us that sometimes I forget how lucky we are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want this summer to be me doing all those things that I'm normally, like, not even
thinking about taking
for granted
where
we live.
I feel that.
I think it might be smart, like, after we chat about our bucket list, if we did an episode like after the summer and catching up and seeing like what we did accomplish and like
what we didn't get to, a summer recap. I love that too. Jess, can you write that one down? That's a good one. Thank you.
So I want to swim with the leopard sharks and I just want to spend a ton of time at the beach. I love the beach. Grace loves the beach now, so I'm oh my God, we can just go to the beach all the time.
I have a beach one and it's actually going rollerblading by the beach.
Ooh.
I really want a rollerblade. Like I just always see the girlies with the rollerblades and they look so
cute,
gorgeous.
Just, and cool.
And like blading down, I think would just be so fun.
Can you ride, like, do you know how to ride?
I do.
Rollerblades?
Yeah, I took up ice skating and like briefly and then like that's where I like developed because it was just trending because that one ice skating movie came out on Disney Channel. What was
it? Go Figure.
Yeah. Yeah, that came out and I was like, period. I want to do ice skating and my mom was like, okay.
So they're just like, okay. That's
all the activities I've accidentally taken up.
Nope. Right. I did ice skating once and I was like, I can't continue on. One of the things on my bucket list is I really want to start going to flea markets or like estate sales or swap meets twice a month.
Ooh, I love that.
Because I just feel like, yes, obviously shopping at like retail stores or whatever, like love to see it. But there's something about like getting something secondhand that's like really cool or like just different or one of a kind vintage that is like, chef's kiss. And to go in a space like that also is like really fun. Have you guys ever been to an estate sale?
Mm-mm. Yes.
Dude, estate sales are sick because it's really? Literally just like
everything in the home.
Everything in the home. They're like, everything in here.
Oh my gosh.
Buy it. Like you can buy it.
Oh, so
like,
you like show up to the house and then you just take everything?
It'll be like, oh, they passed away and they just like are selling it. Or like they're just like moving and like just starting over and like getting rid of everything in the house.
Period.
It's sick.
You have your boyfriend sitting there. It's all gotta go.
Oh, yeah, take him too. Oh yeah, literally. So I want to do more of those. Those are really cool. And you find a lot of really cool, like unique pieces. And I want to just like start building up things that I want to keep for a long time.
Oh, I love that. I would love to go to a swap meet with you.
We should absolutely go. I also love swap meets. Ooh.
I don't think I've ever been to a swap meet, but I grew up going garage sailing like every weekend. Oh my God, I love garage sailing.
I love a garage sale.
The prices, everything, like just the like looking in the newspaper and on Craigslist and stuff the night before with my mom and like driving around.
Also the things you would find, the most random shit, like so great, but you're like, it's 50 cents. I'm gonna get it.
And right. Then getting to bargain.
Yes.
I love to bargain.
You love
Sarah's
a good bargain.
Off on the bargain.
Yeah, I don't like care how much it is. It's a dollar, I want 75 cents. It's 75 cents, I want 50 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
she's
and they'll
getting
do it.
A deal.
They'll do it.
Yeah,
because they're just trying to get rid of their stuff.
They're like, babe, just take it.
Just take it. That's the best. And when you, also, when you go later, obviously, it's good to go first because then you get whatever you want. But then when you go later and they're just wanting to get rid of everything, they're just like, just
it
take
almost
it.
Go.
Just
it
take
almost
it.
Go.
In the summer, when I was growing up in the community we lived in, once a year they would do a community garage sale.
Oh,
so like
genius.
Anyone in the community who wanted to participate, we'd all do it on that day, and then so many people would come because they're like, we can hit all of these.
Right.
And the best part was we'd start in the morning, like selling our stuff at the house. And then around like 9 or 10 o'clock, I'd like take the money that I had made so far from selling my stuff and like go spend it at other people's houses.
Right.
Right. I love that.
And just walk around. It was so fun.
That's so cool. I think I did one of those too, where we did like the cul-de-sac, like had a yard sale or whatever. And I was like, I'm just going to walk around, buy stuff. And then I would be like, and then they would just let me because like I lived on the block, you know, they're like, just take it. I'm like, sick. Thanks.
But I love that. And I love that you're wanting to like find unique pieces you want to keep for a long time. And I think just going like thrifting and to swap meets and garage selling is like a fun activity.
Yeah, because even if you don't end up getting anything or like finding what you're really looking for, like that experience and like meeting those people, it's always, you always see some crazy stuff. You're like, why do you even have this? Like, what is this?
Sure, where did you get this?
Why do you have this?
And why do I want it?
And why do I want it? Exactly, exactly.
We should go to the one at the Rose Bowl. Because I always hear people talk about that.
That's a big one.
Oh,
I've
yes.
heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. We totally should.
Whenever we do that weekend where I come up to LA.
You guys will pop my cherry doing that because let me say it fully.
You're going to pop your pussy at the swap meet? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm going
to
pop my pussy at the swap meet while you guys pop my thrifting cherry.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. And on that note.
And on that. I want to go camping.
Camping.
I love camping. That's it.
I want to go camping.
We're like,
and
continue.
Do you have anywhere specific? Like, do you want to go camp or?
Yes. So we want to do a camping trip up in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Nice.
Which is like my favorite place. And then I think we also want to do 2 or maybe even 3 weekends camping here in San Diego at the beach.
Mm.
Oh, fun.
Because they have great beach campsites. And I love, we were just talking about camping at lunch. Mm-hmm. I love camping with my parents because I get to have the tent camping experience, but then like Grace's pack and play, we set up in the RV and she sleeps in the RV and I don't have to worry about that.
Right.
And like, I can brush my teeth in their RV. And my mom's making waffles in the RV. Okay. But I'm tent camping.
I'm real camping.
I'm going to go outside and touch some grass.
Yeah. Right.
Y'all stay in here with the AC.
Right. Yeah. But then it's like so hot. She's like, I'm just going to park
in
the AC.
Let me go check on Grace.
Yeah. But I do love camping. I want to do a lot of camping this summer.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Didn't you say that you wanted to try to get into the...
Well, no. What I said was I'm interested. I've camped before when I was like really young and I'm interested in the idea of doing it now. But I just like hate dirt and I don't like bugs. So camping
doesn't sound like it's for you.
Doesn't sound like it's for me.
It's not.
However, people have been saying glamping And I'm interested in glamping. I'm interested in like the nice cabin experience or like the RV situation or something like that. Like very into that. I just don't want to be like, and the, I'm like the animals.
You don't
just
do well with the bugs. It's the bug sound. And oh my.
And it's the sound. And I'm like, if I'm literally in the forest or wherever, it's just bug sounds all night and I cannot do it. I can't.
Well, we've camped once. That one time in Joshua Tree.
Yeah, and it was okay because I was lit.
Yeah, well, that's the tea. I feel like that's the only way I can get through it. Like, if I'm, like, doing tent, like,
I'm, like, there shot. Is
no, like, I'm, like, we need to drink.
Yeah, because I'll be up all night, like, hearing any rustling movement. I'm, like,
smoky. Oh, my God.
Like, and then I'm stressed. Right, no, literally, right. No, stressed. Literally. Yeah.
See, I feel like I sleep so well when I'm camping because you go to bed early because when it gets dark. It gets dark and then you sit out and watch the stars and the fire for like a couple hours. And then what?
Right.
Go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Truly. I guess we just stay up and catch a fade. Like it's true. Yeah, we just stay up and like just around catch the fire a fade. Drinking. Totally. That's all. Or like then and all of a sudden Wonderwall gets whipped out and you're like,
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then by that time you're like, you can't even hear this. Like, it's like, doesn't even matter.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
That's a good one.
I just went.
Oh, yeah.
What's your turn? Okay, on my list, actually on the top of my list, because it seems very reachable, and I've been dying to do it, an escape room. I want to do that. And when you guys also went to, like, that one trip, and you went to that one where it's, like, a course type of thing.
Oh, yes, we went to Clamor.
Yeah, Bam-Kazam, it was called, in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yep.
Dying to do some sort of, like, course where I have to complete to get through, or just, like, maze it out, like you gotta find a key to get out. That just sounds like super fun.
I can so see you doing that. I totally. Think you'd love it.
I would really love it.
It was so fun. And I honestly, and I've said this before, I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, yes, I'm gonna do it because like the collective, but like I would not choose to do this. I had a blast. I was like, okay, guys, this is the strategy. Blah, 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 blah. Like I was like so into it. It was so much fun. I could totally see that for you.
Add it to the bucket list. I know. And there's I'm sure that there's a bunch in Los Angeles there's that I'm like, billion. Oh, yeah. And like really cool, like really,
You can find like themed ones too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. We love a theme.
We do. Well, we do. If it's one thing that we love, it's a theme.
It's a theme. Okay. So we had to take a quick bathroom break. And while we did, I looked up the lineup for the 2010 Channel 933 summer kickoff concert that I went to. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Usher.
Oh,
iconic.
Justin Bieber.
Legend.
Kesha.
Of course.
Iaz.
Oh, never my been God.
Done before. Akon. Jason Derulo.
No. Oh, my God.
And B.O.B.
Wow.
B.O.B.
Airplanes in the night sky, like shooting stars.
That's right when that song came out, too.
Wow.
So you saw that.
Wait, but also, Hayley Williams is simply in that song. That song? Airplanes?
Oh, my God. That's you're true. Right.
She wasn't there.
Oh.
That's okay. I really liked Paramore, so I would have remembered that.
Okay, okay, right.
Wait a second.
Wow, what a Akon, lineup.
Akon, especially at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
And Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
I would do anything to Jason Derulo. I still think I want to see Jason Derulo.
You just said I would do anything to see. No, you didn't say to see. You said I would do anything to do Jason Derulo.
You heard what you heard, Jason. If you heard that, you heard.
Did you not get the ick watching him in Cats?
Did you even watch Cats?
I did not watch Cats. I did not.
He was the Rum Tongue Tugger.
It was for the best. Don't watch
right,
it. Don't
stop
watch
with Rum Tongue Tugger. We're done.
Jess, can you pull up a picture of Jason Derulo in Cats?
No.
It's tragic.
Don't ruin this for me, please.
Honestly, everybody, it did just...
I never saw Cats, the musical, because of obviously the things that we heard.
No good. But
maybe I should like catch a little fade and like movie. Watch it.
No.
No.
Oh.
Watch, the movie is bad.
Well, but it's like fun bad.
No.
I saw it in theaters.
You saw it in theaters?
I did.
Look at him. Look.
Oh my god.
And they all
look
like that, but they're all like small, like tiny, like actual cats.
Oh my god, Jason,
it's so weird.
No. I know, that's done.
It's so weird.
So I saw it in theaters. The thinking, you know, this is like a funny one-off thing. Steven and I went on like a double date with our friends. And then the pandemic hit. And that was the last movie I had seen in theaters.
That is unfortunate.
And for about 3 years, I had to be like, yeah, the last movie I saw was Cats.
It was so weird. I felt uncomfortable watching it.
Well, and you know, they actually made it. Jess is nodding because I know she knows what I'm about to say.
I was literally right about to say it. Go off, please.
Say it.
So... You know what, Jess? I'll let you have this one. Take it away.
What if we aren't talking about the same thing.
Can we say it on three? 1, 2, 3. Butthole cut.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They digitally had to go back and retouch all of the buttholes of the cats because it was like hyper realistic cats. So it's not like it was like butthole city.
Like human buttholes.
But you know how like cats' tails are turned up so right. You just like see their butthole?
Right.
How they did the CGI originally.
Oh my God, y'all kept the butthole.
And then after a test screening, they were like, we have to remove all the buttholes.
Right.
And so they had to spend like weeks digitally removing all the buttholes. And so people joke that somewhere out there is the butthole cut.
Release the butthole cut.
I want to see.
Release the butthole footage.
That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
To see the butthole.
I just want to know how it got that far. Like, obviously there's a zillion people in this room with a zillion dollars on it. So like, how did we get so far that we,
but what?
You know?
Oh my God. What?
Jess
why?
Is looking Jess disgusted is like, no. At her computer.
And I'm like, why?
I have also never seen Cats. I refuse to watch it. I just can't.
Is it James Corden?
Oh, James Corden.
I knew it was going to be James Corden.
Look at his human hands.
Of course James Corden's in it.
He's
look
in
at his
everything.
Human hands.
Jason.
Come he's back, there
Jason.
Too.
And Rebel Wilson, right?
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson. Yep. So, and honestly, a bunch of people. A bunch of celebrities.
I think I'm just going to like open up a bottle of wine for myself and just get to it.
This is
just
something that you need to do alone.
Yeah. No.
I was going to say, we could do it together.
She looks
like. I don't think I need to watch it again.
I think Ryan's bucket list is to not watch it.
I think
Cats.
To never see Cats the movie.
Unless it's the butthole cut. Can you promise me that?
If the butthole cut were to be released.
If in 30 years they're like, the butthole cut of Cats will be released, I'm calling you up, Ryan. I'm like,
100%.
The time.
I'm there.
It's time.
The day is here.
It is time.
I absolutely 100%. That is the only time I will be watching Cats, not the animated. What is this?
CGI,
live action CGI movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. Anyways, what else is on your summer bucket list?
I want to start going to one dance class a week.
Ooh, that's a very good one.
I have realized that, like, I just am not a gym girly. I don't want to do that. It doesn't seem like fun to me. I just don't want to do it. I want to move my body, but I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to go on a run. I don't want to go and do all this other stuff. But I do want to go dance. And that is a great source of cardio, and it's fun, and I can make friends, and I can also do something that I love to do and that I feel confident in, and also work out. So I'm in the process of finding a dance studio around my home somewhere, and starting off with one dance class a week.
That's a great idea.
Period.
I love that. You know what you could try too? There's this guy in LA. I took a couple of his classes. His business is called Broadway 365, I think.
Let me write this down.
And he goes to different studios and he does like an hour to hour and a half long dance fitness class that's all for a different Broadway show. So every class is a different, like, okay, we're doing Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
And you like do dance fitness, cardio, warm up, all that. And then you learn a dance.
I love that.
To a song in that show. And then you do it.
It's so much fun when you learn it to like to the show music, to like some choreo, because then back when I'm watching it at home, I'm going to stand up and do it.
And do it. Yeah.
And
oh
that
my God,
might
that's
be
so
good
fun.
For you to kind of dip your toe
ease
into
it,
without like committing to a studio. And
right,
it's also like very body positive, very accepting.
Oh, I love that.
Perfect. Yeah.
What's it called again?
Broadway 567, which is like
567. You know what I was thinking?
Disney 365. Yep.
It's Broadway 365. No, it's
right.
Broadway
567.
Like a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh.
But why didn't they say 8?
8.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that, Jess.
Yes.
Thank you. But if you're in LA, definitely check it out.
Broadway 678. Nope.
567.
Sorry. I really thought about it, too.
Broadway 29. Broadway 24601.
Jesus.
Yes.
All right. Am I up? I think.
Yeah, I think it's you.
Okay. So this summer on my bucket list, I have open air concert or live show. I just want to go to an open air one, you know, like a summer kickoff concert. Like when you said that, I was like, yes.
Like
and
an
I just need
theater vibe.
Yeah, I want it outdoors.
Mm. Can I Google it? Is the Channel 933 summer kickoff concert still a thing?
Please do.
Because that's at an amphitheater.
Please.
And we could all
it's
go.
It's open air. It would fit in my bucket list.
It's open air.
Every time you say that, all I can hear after is that, ooh-hoo, yoo-hoo, big summer blowout. Like the cadence.
Open air. Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo. Well, I don't think it's a thing anymore.
No. Oh. Boo.
But there are lots of outdoor
iHeartRadio
concerts, yeah, that yeah. can fulfill that bucket list.
And we don't have to have Usher or Justin Bieber there. Like, I just really want somewhere where I can just be outside with the girlies.
What? Right. No, what? Like, well, we could have Justin Bieber there, though.
Oh, I thought they were like, no, girl, it's got to be something. I was like, oh.
I mean, no, yeah, but
an Usher. An outdoor concert is, like, such a vibe.
Such a yeah. vibe.
And so different than a regular concert because it feels so much more laid back.
Yeah. And also not as, like,
compact.
Yeah. Because even like, you know, when we go to like indoor concerts, right? Even finding like the bathroom is like, there's like so many people going to the bar, it's so many people, but like outside, like it's not. And maybe yeah. that's just the illusion because there's like no ceiling. So it just right. feels like it's like way more open, but it feels way more open.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it does. And I feel like that just kind of sets the tone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if it's like a hot summer night.
I know, and that's the ooh. Best part because you're outside through like during daytime still, but like it bleeds into the night. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, it's still hot it's outside so hot. Because yeah. it's summer. Yeah. I love that shit.
That's yeah. why I love going to shows at Moonlight Amphitheater, which isn't a concert, but it's like theatrical shows.
Yeah. Same vibe.
Same literal vibe. We actually should go to Moonlight this summer because there's so many great shows
yeah.
this
oh summer. Totally well, should.
They have Tarzan, Wedding Singer, I believe.
Oh, they're yeah, doing Jesus Christ Superstar right now.
Mm-hmm. JCS. And Moonlight is such a good time. I actually, maybe, did I? I hope I didn't double label, but I specifically was also thinking something like
okay,
that.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
I quite literally wrote, go to an outdoor musical. I love going to Moonlight Amphitheater.
Oh my God, perfect. Well, two birds with one stone.
We've got to do it. Okay, done.
I love that.
I do love that.
The theater.
Okay, they've got Jesus Christ Superstar, The Wedding Singer. They have a couple like concerts and little things. I'm trying to see.
I saw Tarzan on
Disney's
it.
Tarzan the Musical.
Oh, that would be so good.
Oh, so good.
42nd Street.
Love.
And then Saturday Night Fever.
Period.
I don't know 42nd Street, but you guys gave a big reaction.
42nd Street's good. It's a tap show. So it's like it's like a big cast. So if you want that like
classic
theater,
musical.
Like musical mm-hmm. feel, like that I'll definitely give
oh,
it to you. Yeah.
Okay. My next bucket list. This is something. You know what? This is something that was definitely on that original list.
Really?
And
it's kiss
still...
a boy.
Go to the county fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love the county fair.
Yeah.
Such like a just classic summer vibe. The actual fair could take it or leave it. Yeah. But like the whole
the experience
and mm-hmm. smell of the air, just like the vibes.
Fair food.
Ooh. Yeah.
There's like no rules at the fair too.
Right.
Like you can eat whatever, do whatever. Like nothing matters because we're at the fair.
Yeah, it's the fair.
I can have 45 fried Oreos if I want. I'm at the fair.
Yeah.
I'm at the fair. I'm also eating shit that I like would never even think about eating like in real life. But I'm at the fair.
It's not real life. It's
not
the
real
fair.
Life. It's the fair. It's fair life, baby.
And I think also part of the reason for me, I'm like, it's the fair, is I didn't grow up going to the fair. I went for the first time in like eighth grade, I think.
Okay.
It was just not something that my family like did. It wasn't in our like summer rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my friends were like, do you want to go to the fair? I was like, the fair?
Yeah.
Like that's like in the movies.
Right.
I feel like that too. I feel like it was very, very late. Like a lot of people that I was meeting, there was like a routine. That was like kind of like a thing. They were always going. And I'm like, oh, my mom never took me. I think the first time I ever went to the county fair, that fair, was like not until high school when my photo was like in the county fair. So I was like, oh, I need to go see it.
I remember that. I had some photos in the fair.
She won
too.
Best of show. So
I
just
also
know.
Period.
And with the, like the ribbons that they were giving out.
Oh my God, yeah.
Wait, hold on. I just unlocked a memory.
Stop.
I'm so embarrassed. I just remembered that time that I went to the fair. This is why I don't go to the fair. I went on stage because they were asking for animal noises, and I volunteered, and I went up, and I did like a little... like a little bird kind of sound thing, and I
that
won.
That was so
like,
good.
That's so good.
Oh, no. Oh.
Do it again.
And I'm shy. Okay. They pulled up the mic to me. They're like, oh.
Right.
That's
hello.
Good. Well, it got me first place. So we were like doing pigs and like all stuff, but I was like, this is what we do at the fair. So if you've never been to a fair, first time there, I got some deep fried Oreos and won in the animal noise contest.
There
good
you
for
go.
You, honestly. That's like iconic. And so random.
So random.
That's so random.
And
but
I came home
that.
And told my mom and she was like, what? She's like, I saw a stage, got on it.
Right, and like a performed.
We weren't doing karaoke, but I was like, I'll put myself right out.
Yeah, I definitely want to do the fair. I haven't done a fair in a long time. I probably haven't done one since high school.
And the thing is, in San Diego, the fair ends on 4th of July because then the same fair goes to LA. So then like LA has it for the rest of the summer. But I feel like for me, half the time before, once I'm thinking about going to the fair, it's like ending.
Right.
Yes. And like you have to get like tickets. Like it's not really something you just like show up to.
No, yeah, because they'd be selling it now, kind of vibes.
Oh, yeah. Right? And like people get like the wristbands and like do like the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, they would have, you had to buy ride tickets or on like Tuesdays or something.
Yeah.
You could pay like $40 for a wristband of unlimited rides.
Also like fair rides? A little sus.
I said unsafe.
That's part of what makes it fun, though.
Oh, no,
am I
100%.
Gonna die?
Like, am I dying today?
Is this maybe the last ride I go on, perhaps?
Maybe. They are sketch, though.
Yeah, they're, like, pretty sus.
And when you see them, like, lifting or, like, moving, like,
or,
I've,
like, not
I've...
even really checking, like, the seatbelt situation.
I shouldn't be here, probably.
Yeah, you're like, this is, like, really unsafe, but.
You guys know Steven worked at the fair.
No!
For, like, 4 years. He did parking.
Iconic.
I love that.
I love that as well. That's good for character development. Because right. I'm sure he had to deal with a lot of people just, like, being so stupid.
Oh, and he, it's crazy, too, the way that they run that stuff, because they count all of the fair workers as seasonal or agricultural workers, which this just opened a whole can of worms of me realizing like how exploitative this is too. They don't have rules for like overtime. So like they have a different set of rules. So like Steven used to work like sometimes like 18 hour days and like that's just it is what it is. Or he would like, because he was always trying to save up money for school and
right,
stuff.
Right.
And so he would like work the daytime shift and then like go sleep in his car for 3 hours and then like work the like morning shift for the next day.
Oh my gosh. And he wasn't even getting overtime or anything.
Nope. Yeah.
Not that.
The same, like, I think it was even below minimum wage because again, they don't have the same rules.
Oh my gosh.
So it was just a free for all?
Yeah, really.
Poor Steve.
I know. But that made my parents like him because they were like, oh my, he's so hardworking.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I love
right.
that though. But
good
like.
Good on Steven. And he's getting some brownie points.
Yeah.
Well, my next one is that I want to host a clothing swap.
Ooh. I love that.
I went to one. I've only been to one, but it like really, really impacted me. In like a really positive way. I went and it was in New York and it was in Central Park and it was like gorgeous. And they were like, everybody that wanted to like, you know, like give their clothes away or whatever, just like brought their stuff. Some people just laid it out on a blanket. Some people had like clothing racks.
Uh-huh.
It was so cool. And I met so many people and like I got so many clothes. And at that time too, I was like, I can't afford to go shopping, but like this is such a great way to be able to do this. And like I met so many people. It was so cool. So I want to do something like that.
I love that.
I'm there. Yeah.
I will let you know.
Let me know.
When I get the deets together.
I'm like, I got stuff in the closet always.
Yes, yes, yes. And that honestly would be kind of cool to like meet viewers too. Like if it was like a big enough thing and if I could get it together, that'd be tight.
Yeah. I love it. Send me the RSVP.
Will do.
The next thing on my list is hitting up some sort of LA food or drink festival.
Ooh.
There's just like always going on. Like there's always like the wine festival, the taco festival. There's just so many. I just want to finally go to some sort of LA food/drink festival outdoors. Maybe it's run by female owned. I don't know.
Right.
You know, like they always have like such niche. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know for what, but. We're supporting.
My friend who lived in LA went on a first date to the iced tea festival. Just a festival of iced tea.
Iced tea.
I love that.
I love
like,
that.
Like, that's so niche.
That it is totally so is. Niche.
And I'm sure there was so many people there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. And there's so much shit happening all the time. Like, you just can simply just find one.
So, if anybody wants to come drink or eat in LA, the hit festival.
Okay, so kind of an ongoing bucket list, something that I want to check many times. Is I really want to try to do monthly date nights with Steven.
Mm.
We always say we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And then we do for like 2 months and then things get busy and then we don't for like another 6 months.
Right.
But in the summer especially, there are so many amazing activities.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go and I don't want our dates to just be like, let's get dinner. Like I want to go do fun summer things with Steven. Experience what San Diego has to offer. Sometimes with friends, sometimes just the two of us. But I think just like, trying to make a goal of once a month is good, but also attainable.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I saw this tweet and I'm going to butcher it. So help me. But it was basically like we go on date. Like they had like this couple has kids, I think probably like 3 kids. And they're like, we raise our family because we do this thing and we love each other. But we go on dates because we want to like each other. And we want to continue to like each other and remember what it's like when it's just us two, because eventually it will be just us two. And I was like, oh, period.
I love that.
Hard retweet.
on the same kind of relationship vibe, I want to do a road trip with Ryan and like go, I think we said like Joshua Tree, like somewhere like not like so far away, but like a good little drive in a cabin or like an Airbnb, like not, yes, I know I said Joshua Tree, but we will not be camping in a tent or anything like that. Just, I wanted to make that clear. Skipping like a home.
There are great Airbnbs out in Joshua Tree.
I've seen them. They're
pretty inexpensive too. And I just love a summer road trip.
I do too.
Get the snacks.
Yes. The music, yeah. The vibes. Yep.
Love it.
Love it.
On the same relationship, gushy mushy with the mans.
Gushy mushy with the mans.
It's so simple. And I just wrote down a sunset picnic with my boyfriend. Aww. And I love it. It sounds so simple, but I can't remember the last time we sat down and had a picnic and like watched the sunset. You know, right. Like that's so simple, so yeah. Easy, but something that I have not done in a long time. And so
I love that.
I think I'm going to like go ahead and like plan it or something, like get a little basket cute. Together. I think that might be cute.
That's really so cute.
I know.
I think just like you were saying, it's like easy to be like, oh, let's go on a date night. Okay, let's go out to eat. Let's go to a restaurant. Like it's like so simple to just like do that. But it's like, you let's have to like put do the an activity.
And yeah. It's just like that minor effort, like just the, a sunset with my boyfriend. I'm like, girl, all I have to do is grab a blanket, set up a little lunch pail and like grab him and we go.
The sun is going
to
set.
The sun is
going
to set every day at the beach. Yeah. And I can just, you just have to take literally that extra step of, right, yep, I know what I got to do. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
I'd be so busy. You
try to. Life is busy. I know.
And if you don't just take the second to think about it, it's so much easier not to.
Yep.
Agreed.
Totally.
So my next bucket list thing, I want to go strawberry picking with Grace.
Aww.
We did that last year and there's like a great strawberry field out here in San Diego where it's like you pick and they have like a sunflower maze and games and super cute stuff. We did it last year and she was like, I think actually when we went, it was like May and she wasn't walking yet.
Oh.
And so she was like, it was cute. Well,
now this girl is running.
I know.
Sprinting.
She was like holding herself up on like the little, you know, like rows of the strawberries mm-hmm. and she had so much fun picking them. And now how different she is.
Oh my God. So you're going to have to like stop her from picking this. She's going to try to pick them all.
That was not ready yet, honey.
Like, okay. we have an overflow of strawberries.
Our strawberries in the backyard are starting to flower right now. So they're not like ripe yet, but they have flowers and they have the little green strawberries.
I didn't know you were doing strawberries as well.
Yeah, and Grace goes out there and she goes, baby strawberry?
Oh!
Me eat baby strawberry?
Yes. You can do whatever you want. You're perfect. I have a few more and I think I'm just going to rapid fire the rest of them.
Please. Okay. I was going to say, I only have one left.
Okay, I literally have like four more. First one is I want to do a friend trip on a plane somewhere, which will literally be happening. We're going to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be lit.
For a wedding.
Even more woo, I feel.
Yeah, yeah. Even more woo. It's my first wedding of like so many. I haven't been to a wedding in so long, so I'm so excited. I just
love weddings.
Mm-hmm. Too. Ooh, me too. I love a wedding. Okay. And then I want to officially start my Dunk collection, which is a shoe. You know, the shoes. I just want all the colored Dunks. I need them all. And then I also want to host a monthly dinner at my house. At my apartment, at my house, whatever, every month. And I want to make cocktails. And my roommate is a chef. My new roommate is a chef. And so he'd be cooking. And I'm like, let's like collab.
Yeah.
Bro. Like you make the food. I make the drinks. We have a host thing. I want to do that. And then I also want to do a beach weekend in an Airbnb. I want to play beach volleyball. I want to have beer. And I want to sit by the fire pit.
Oh, I love that.
And that's so doable.
Yes.
Yes.
All of those things are so doable, but not things that you would do if you didn't take the time to like.
Right.
Write it out and be like, what do I want to do this summer?
I think that was probably the biggest difference between like bucket lists or things I wanted to do in like middle school and high school versus now. It was always things that like probably weren't going to happen back then. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to make like $5,000.
Right.
Something
like,
so stupid.
I want to go on a yacht. You're like, all right, you're 10 years old, 12 year old, you can't go on a yacht.
But like now I'm like, oh, I want to do this thing that's like, I want to go to dance class. I literally can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy, simple. Kids are just, you know. Big thinkers.
Well, let me know when you schedule your first dinner party and I'll get childcare lined up. I'll come up to LA
absolutely.
For the night.
You will all get the invite to the clothing swap, to the friendship dinners. It'll be planned this summer. You should do that. Y'all should do that. And take all of these, any of these. And if you do any of them, take pics, tag us.
Yeah.
We want to see.
Let us know in the comments what is on your summer bucket list, and we can all build ours up from the suggestions in the comments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I'm realizing the way I'm talking sounds like we're wrapping up the episode, and P said she has one more.
Oh my God, you're right.
Oh, just one more to add on to your summer bucket list. Getting a piercing. I don't know where, but I just want another piercing. I need it.
Body mods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So add that to your list.
Yeah. Honestly, I think this might be the year I get my first tattoo.
Really?
Ooh. I think this might be the year.
What do you want? Summer.
I don't know.
But you want
I'm
it.
Ready. But I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
If we get to 100,000 subscribers, will you get Kenny Ortega on your ass?
Bitch, I'll get Kenny Ortega on my ass.
I could. I'll get a KG.
I
get a KG.
My God.
KO.
KO.
A KO. A knockout.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, boy.
I could do it.
That'd
I could.
Be funny to get on your butt, too, because it's like my butt is a knockout.
It's a knockout.
Yeah.
And as I've
and
said
no one
before,
else has to know that it's for Kenny Ortega.
Right.
Except for all of the 20
except
whatever
for
viewers.
Everyone listening and anyone on the internet that watches this at any other point, including Kenny Ortega.
Don't forget to subscribe, you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.